Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Lee Brushnida, and I'm joined here with the one, the only, Mark Davis.
Mark Davis. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, man?
Very well, thank you.
Every week, Mark and I get together and share our favorite questions that we've asked at our live trivia events. Talk about the nuts and bolts of how we write questions. But before we get started with that, we have t-shirts and stickers.
We do.
Yeah.
You made those.
I did make them. Check it out. It's we're going to put it on our website. You can, you know, if you order a shirt, I'm probably going to throw a sticker in there for you.
Don't even bother ordering both.
But they're red. They have a beach design. There's little cartoon versions of my head and Mark's head.
Indeed.
Just like on our YouTube channel. But it's got a nice little Fort Myers beach scene. Little vintage style.
There you go. Yeah, and they look fantastic. You did a great job.
Thanks, dude.
You're welcome.
So check that out. That's some news that we got. Yeah.
And we got the Patreon going.
We'll talk a little bit more about that later. We will give a shout out. Actually, let's just do that right now. Thank you to Michael J. Ooh. Michael J., our first patron, coming in strong, cracking the champagne bottle on
there
the ship.
There you go. Veritably, you know? Christening our Patreon.
That's great. So shout out to you. I did write him and see if he had any like topics that he wanted to hear questions on. I sent a message, but haven't heard back yet. So we shall see.
Does not like us at all.
We shall see. He's got important things to do, I'm sure. Yeah. You know. Yeah. So that's cool. Thanks. Shout out to you, Michael J.
Thank you very much.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into our weekly wrap up here.
Okay.
The one-man team known as Seth, competing under the alias Lebenslinie, which is Lifeline in German. That's a reference to our podcast.
Okay. Yes, sir.
He took the number one spot at Bury Me Brewing Company this week with a total of 69 points.
Hell yes.
69. Congratulations also to our winning team at number three last Thursday. Peanut the Dog thinks Hitler had, quote, some good ideas, end quote. That was your team.
It was.
Yeah. What good ideas do you think Peanut the Dog had, just while we're here? Because that was your team. So who made that name? Can you explain like what that name means for our new listeners?
So for anybody that has not been listening for a while and maybe just jumped kind of in the middle, what that is in reference to is the small white dog, that a team that always comes to number three. They have a little dog named Peanut.
Very cute dog.
And as a way of psychological warfare, another team will always make reference to Peanut having some kind of questionable ideals.
Yeah, basically being a super Aryan white snowflake, pure white supremacist dog.
So by complete chance,
because dog probably gets so much positive attention.
It probably, you know, does. Got to bring them down in a couple matches.
Yeah, get in the mind of the.
So the team that usually makes the Peanut names was not there. So we took on that mantle. We went ahead and
it's a group effort.
Yeah.
To shame this poor team. We've got nothing. Shout out to them.
As a matter of fact, the first time you said our team name, mm-hmm. those people were like, what the hell? That team's not here. Who's doing this to us? So I think it was definitely effective.
It's a meme that's more than the sum of its parts, for sure. 86 points that evening. The only team to get the final question right that night, which was in his entire professional career, how many three-pointers did Shaquille O'Neal make?
The answer was one.
Yep. Many people did not believe in Shaq. They wrote down 0 3-pointers, and they were punished for it. They were punished for it, for they wagered a high amount of points.
Oof.
And then lost them. But you guys, yeah, it was like you got 86 points. I think the next highest one was like 27 when it was all said and done. It was a clear victory.
Got him.
Yeah. Mark, how did your teams do on Wednesday night at Nice Guys Trivia?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It was a very slow night. In the end, there were only four teams. And they battled it out, but there was definitely a clear cut winner, which was, you'll be happy to know, Carney Cum, which was Fletcher, Kristen, and Kristen's mom.
That's the sporty version of our episode
absolutely.
Title.
Absolutely. It's
Powerful Carnival Sperm was our last episode title.
So a big shout out to them again for being with us last week. Definitely one of our favorite episodes, I think. They won with 49 points. The next closest team, I think, had 12. So, yeah.
Wow.
The second place team was, what in the hot, crispy Kentucky Fried Fuck?
I like that.
Good team name, yeah.
I like that one. Well, anyways, a hearty and sincere congratulations to all the teams that came out to play No Nonsense Live this past week in Southwest Florida. If you missed it, upcoming events include No Nonsense Trivia Challenge Monday, October 1st at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers, Florida. A special two-hour edition of No Nonsense Wednesday, October 3rd at Bury Me Brewing Company. You can also see Mark Davis at Nice Guys Trivia that night. My event starts at 7, his at 9. You can try your hand at both. Have a super trivia evening on Wednesday nights if you want. You can also catch me October 4th at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in Cape Coral, Florida, and come up with your own Peanut the Dog name there. You can also find more information about all of our live events online at nononsensetrivia.com. All of the No Nonsense events are free to play, and you can win various prizes after every single round. Join us, won't you? Okay, that's a wrap on the weekly wrap-up. We'll be right back with questions in round one.
Ice cream so fucking bad. Fucking McDonald's.
I wish you got ice cream so I didn't have to hear you complain about it. Before we get started, thank you to all of our listeners who have taken the time to share the No Nonsense Trivia podcast on social media, as well as those who've left us reviews on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and other platforms. We got a new iTunes review. It said that finding this podcast was like finding the perfect pair of jeans.
Wow.
Which I thought was like really nice. And then there was like a subtle jab. It was like, I didn't know at first. I didn't know about it, but then I gave it a shot and it was awesome. So we got to thank you. I can't remember the username. Thanks to whoever left that review.
Great.
I want to say I remember it, but I don't want to get it wrong.
Okay.
But thank you, reviewer. Appreciate it. Let's see, what else can you do? If you go to our website, you can find links to subscribe to us on all the platforms that we're on. We're on YouTube now, as well as, like I said, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Castro, Overcast. Somebody showed me their phone. They were like, look, I'm listening to you on Overcast. That was Tommy.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Also, please write in with your comments, missed corrections, and your Rate My Question submissions. You can reach us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. Okay, let's go ahead and dip into these questions.
Sounds all right by me. Yeah, now let's take a dip.
This is one that I did get a chance to organize these in terms of easy to hard, okay. Based on how
my
Bury Me players did it. Yeah.
Okay, because yeah. you told me you were going to do that. I think you did it for a week.
Went off the rails. I got to keep you on your toes, okay. But I'm letting you know for today, what we're doing.
I'm ready. Okay. Shower me.
So everybody got this right. I believe you will
shower
get it right.
Me in your quiz piss.
Here comes the quiz wave.
I crave the wave.
Surf's up.
Jesus Christ.
According to the Association for Dressings and Sauces.
Okay.
Which is a real
Sauces.
That's a real association.
Okay.
A real group of people.
Dressings and
the
Sauces.
The Association for Dressings and Sauces.
How is that spelled?
S-A-W-C-E-S. Sauces.
Which is funny because you wouldn't say you're cutting this tree down with a sow.
But if you look at sauce, it's not pronounced sauce, so they had to take the next available one.
Since they went from U to W.
They had to take the next available idea.
They're like,
phonetic idea.
We're not just going to use one U here.
Yeah.
We're going to double that U. We're
right.
going to use two U's.
The letter that Ben Franklin, this is exactly what Ben Franklin was onto. He was like, just take that W out. You have a single U.
You got one.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Okay. Anyways, according to this association, the Association for Dressings and Sauces, what is the most popular salad dressing in the United States?
I know this. And I guess it was easy.
It was easy. Most people know it, but we'll quiz you. Maybe we'll have a sub quiz.
Well, our friend Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Quiz
player.
Is quiz player.
Mm-hmm.
He actually posted a poll on his Facebook Which do you get with your chicken wings? Do you get blue cheese or ranch?
Right.
As you know,
I didn't see who won that. I know how I voted.
Yeah, okay. You know,
I voted.
You know who fucking won, Mark? You son of a bitch. You're playing fucking, you're a mean man. Blue cheese won.
Interesting. Now 56
to 44%. It was by no means a blowout.
Wait a second, but according to the Association of Dressings and Souses,
yeah,
that's not, blue cheese is not the answer. What is the answer?
The answer is ranch.
The answer is ranch.
Yes.
But among our peers.
Well, now this is talking.
What does that say about?
Tommy was saying specifically about chicken wings. As a salad dressing, I think if you put which is the preferred salad dressing,
yeah, that's
ranch
true.
Or blue cheese, which do you think would win?
I don't
which
see
do you
them,
think would win?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's a use preference. That's not a preference of actual sauce. The sauce remains the same.
Like the Led Zeppelin
sauce. You have to rate the sauces next to each other independently. You can't just change the use and say, well, if you eat it this way, then you like it this way, or then you like it more.
Well, I mean, like, but when you're referring to the difference between a dressing and a sauce, I would say ranch and blue cheese are more of a sauce with wings than a dressing with salad.
But it's the same substance.
I wouldn't put barbecue sauce on a salad. What are you, fucking crazy? But it's a sauce.
Right, but
clearly it's a sauce.
Yeah, I think I've done that before.
That's disgusting.
Well, you're at the barbecue place anyway, and they put that little, you know, salad, that weak salad that's got two flavors in it. I'm talking about lettuce and tomato, and that's it. And then you got your barbecue sauce off to the side, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to intermingle some flavor here.
Well, you're just a madman.
Well, I would never
choose
it.
That's sweet and savory.
You're right. I would never choose to do that. But yeah. In dire situations, I have put barbecue sauce on a salad.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we learn something new every day.
Yeah. All right. So you like ranch. I like blue cheese on the story.
Yeah.
Basically.
Would take blue cheese on a salad over ranch?
If I was given the option.
Yeah.
You know, when I eat salads, I've eaten plenty of salads in front of you.
We've had many a salad together.
How many times have you seen me use a salad dressing?
I don't think I've ever noticed.
I never use the salad dressing. Because if you have a good salad, all of the flavors are there that you need. You don't need any extra flavor. You want a little cheese on there? Put a little cheese on. I know you wouldn't. I know you're not a fan of cheese.
I would absolutely not.
But yeah, I'm not really a dressing guy. So yeah, pretty much wings is where it comes down to. And I definitely prefer blue cheese when it comes to wings. Specifically that of Hogbody's blue cheese. They put...
Which is the one blue cheese everybody says is the best blue cheese in the world.
They have a little special ingredient. I believe it's some port wine in there that gives it a little slight smoky flavor.
Don't go reading off people's secrets. This is trade secrets here.
Is it? I don't know. I heard that shit through the grapevine. So I don't know if it's true or not, but I can taste it.
Okay.
I think that's what they're doing.
There you go. And they also have a lot of poppy seeds in there, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck that's about. But
well, it adds...
Unnecessary, but fine.
All right, let me give you your first question.
It's the best blue cheese.
Question one for you. In what video game would you play as Rash and Zitz? In what video game would you play as Rash and Zitz?
Rash and Zitz.
There's also a third character named Pimple.
That's right. And it is a game that I played a couple times as a Ute. So I think I've mentioned on the podcast before, my first video game system I ever had of my very own was a Super Nintendo.
There you go.
This game was on a Nintendo. So some of my friends had Nintendos, pop over to their house, and I would see them pop this game in, and they would say, you want to try this impossible level? And it's this, sewer impossibility race level in this game called... Battletoads.
That is correct. Battletoads.
And then I would fail at that like twice, and then they'd go, I'll do it. And then they would beat it, and then I would just watch them play the later levels in awe and say, I'll get a Nintendo one day. Did you ever play Battletoads?
A couple times.
Yeah.
I was never nuts into it. It was a lot of fun. You know, it was a fighting game.
I love the cartoony aspect of the artwork. A lot of times in that era, you would get some cover art on the video game that didn't look anything like the pixel art. Like Mega Man is a famous example of that. If you look at early Mega Man video game covers, it looks like a fantasy illustration, like Frank Frazetta, you know, made it, and then it's this and little cartoony sprite. It's like
this little block.
Mega Man. You know, so I appreciated that they took the aesthetic into the game itself. It was a good looking game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very difficult. Okay, I have a music question coming your way. I suspect you may get this. I'm pretty sure you will.
I do like music.
Here we go. In chamber music, a string trio consists of what three instruments?
Are they three distinct instruments?
Yes.
Okay.
I had some teams that got none of them right. Well, one of them right.
Really?
Just one. And I got a couple teams that got two of them right, and no teams that actually got all three.
And this is the medium question. Jesus
yes.
Christ!
I think you'll get the last question, but nobody did.
Well. So the four main voices are double bass, cello, viola, and violin.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I just need to decide what
is excluded.
Three. Yeah.
That's right. You're on the right track.
I feel like I'm making a lot of mouth noise.
Those are thinking noises. Your body is just producing.
Just drying up my mouth. It's using all of that energy that I could spend making saliva and putting it into my brain.
Save it, man. You have a finite amount of energy.
Save the saliva. I'm going to say, because when I think of a chamber, I think it's small. And cellos can get pretty deep. So I think I'm going to say violin, viola, and cello.
That is correct.
Nice.
Good job. 100%
see, I said nice again.
That. Yeah.
Fantastic. Wow. Yeah, what were other people put? Did anybody put guitar or something?
No, bass. And then some people just wrote down cello and violin and nothing else. They just didn't know about the viola.
I think knowing about the viola is definitely what kind of helps you out.
The viola is kind of out of the public eye when it comes to, you know, orchestral.
It's a big violin.
Instruments. Yeah.
I'm sure if anybody who plays viola ever listens to this, they'll probably curse my name.
And I don't. It's so much more than that, Mark Lewis.
Fuck you!
So much more.
The fuck do you know about the viola? But yeah, I'm glad I got that right.
Cool. Good job, man. Good job.
Thanks. Yeah. Here's your second question.
Mm-hmm.
By what name, you're into art.
Yes.
You taught art.
I did.
All right. So here's an art question mm-hmm. for you. By what name is the famous painting Arrangement in Gray and Black Number 1 better known? By what name is the famous painting Arrangement in Gray and Black Number 1 better known? You definitely have heard of this painting.
Arrangement in Gray and Black Number
Numero Uno
1. Arrangement in Gray and Black. Can I get a period? Do you know what period of art this is?
I can look it up.
Is it Renaissance? Is it modern? The title makes me think it's a modern piece. And
late 1800s.
Okay.
I don't know how modern that
it's modern.
Well, because when you're talking about, yeah, when you're talking about art,
yeah.
Shit goes back to...
Postmodern, yeah, modern is before postmodern. So, and postmodern art has been around, you know, for like 40 or 50 years now, 60 years at this point. So the modern era precedes the postmodern era. So technically, when you say modern art, you're not even talking about what's being made today. That would be contemporary art.
Jesus.
Is what you would want to say. Look, I don't know the answer to this, so I got to prove, I got to show my clout.
No, I'm just saying I'm amazed that it's like art now is not even art. It's not even like modern art. Modern art was a period, you know, at this time. It's kind of like when people talk about classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
And now classic rock is consisting of songs that I liked when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That when it was like new rock,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's just like, all right, well, I mean, is classic rock just going to keep stretching?
I believe
I believe.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe there. I think I want to say it probably moves, but if you say that something has a classic rock sound, you're not talking about the 90s. You're talking about the 70s. Like if you say Tommy's band, the Electric Mud, has a classic rock sound, you're not talking about, they don't sound like Nirvana.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, they. So I don't know. I feel like,
but I mean, like they also don't sound like Foreigner, which is classic rock. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like when people were saying alternative. You know, looking back at it, bands like Alice in Chains were considered alternative, mm-hmm. as were Pearl Jam, and Pearl Jam and Alice in Chains don't sound at all alike, but they were both from relatively the same area, and they came out at the same time, and so you've got this one band that sounds all like slow and grungy and et cetera. And then you got Pearl Jam that sounds like a hyped up blues band.
Right.
And they're both under the same umbrella just because they both came from the Pacific Northwest.
I really think it's a lyrical mood with grunge. It's like, it's those things. It's the geography, but it's also just the atmosphere and like the overall message and tone of the song.
That's an interesting point.
It's very different from, you know, what came after in the 2000s, which would, I mean, you know, there's been so many branches on this tree. We can go on and on. Arrangement in gray and black.
Number one.
So first I don't know why I'm thinking Jackson Pollock, but you already said, late 1800s. And, man, that makes me think.
Do you know of a specific Jackson Pollock name for a painting?
No.
Splatter 5. Bullshit 8.
I've seen his work, and it's cool to look at. If I knew a guy that was making art like that, I'd be like, this is actually like well thought out, well planned. You really have to, like, to appreciate those paintings, you have to go look at them in person and get close
to
them.
Pretty big, huh?
They're big, yeah. Yeah, they're big. Also, documentary recommendation, if you haven't seen it, Who the Fuck is Jackson Pollock?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Great. One of my favorite documentaries, period.
It's a great one.
Yeah. It's about a lady who accidentally probably buys a Jackson Pollock painting at like a garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
And the art industry's efforts to discredit that it's a Jackson Pollock despite forensic evidence. Like, basically proving that it was a painting that he made.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's just like any other subculture. There's so much drama in all of them, you know, myths and stories and stuff. I don't know what painting this is. I'm going to take a stab that it's a Picasso or a Dalí, but I'm leaving this to my invisible
Salvador
team.
Dalí?
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know he pronounces his name that way.
That's how I would pronounce it. I mean, I don't know.
You wouldn't say Dalí?
I don't know. That sounds like it's like not how
everybody
it's
in the world says Dalí.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me that you eschew that.
Yeah. I feel like that's the respectful of his culture way to say it. You know, it's like not an Americanization.
Well, apparently Neil, the drummer of Rush.
I could be wrong, though.
The drummer of Rush is named Neil Peart. Mm-hmm. Everybody says Peart.
Yeah.
But apparently, because he's Canadian, it's supposed to be Neil Peer.
Mm-hmm.
And no one fucking says peer. Everybody says Peart because we're in America and we're like America first and we love that classic rock sound. Right. and everybody says Peart. So what do you want to say?
Gray and black. I'm drawing a blank on this. I got nothing.
I'm tapping out. The artist is not even going to make a guess at a name of a famous painting.
Gray and black. I don't know it.
I'm surprised. I'm shocked you didn't just say something. The correct answer is Whistler's Mother.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
Whistler's Mother.
There are many more colors than gray and black.
That's what's weird about it. Yeah, I actually, because I was like, gray and black, hold on, this bitch is tripping. Let me go look at this, because I remember there being some colors, and they're pretty drab.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Interesting.
James Whistler.
Fuck you, Whistler, for naming your painting that. Throwing me off.
I also like how he doesn't call it my mother. Like, He's going to some third person. Hey, check out Whistler's mother.
Well, no, I think it's he called it Arrangement in Gray and Black, and critics probably said that title makes no sense for this. That title makes no sense. This is Whistler's mother, everyone.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so the critics were on what I was on. There we All go. Right. All right, here is this is a music question, but it also throws a little history in there.
Oh, boy.
It's a mix of music and history.
Yeah, my best and my worst.
Yep.
All right.
We'll see how it treats you. Nobody got this right.
Okay.
I believe in you, though.
Two questions that no one got right. You're throwing at me.
No, the last question, at least one team got it right.
Well, I mean, like this round, these last two, you said no one got right. The last one and this one.
The last one, at least one team got it
oh,
right.
Oh, I thought you said no one.
Yeah, okay. There was a mix. So this is clearly one of the hardest ones, though, because nobody got this right. Adding the letter A to the end of what president's surname gives the name of a wildly popular 19th century dance? It's also a music genre.
Can you read it one more time?
Yes. Adding the letter A to the end of what president's surname gives the name of a wildly popular 19th century dance?
I mean,
it's also a music genre.
Well, that gave it away right there.
Good. Because I said it last night and nobody got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess a lot of people think of it as a music and not as a dance.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the distinction.
I gave him that hint.
Well, you know, it's funny because
people wrote
said,
down things like Washington and Taft-a.
Taft-a was funny. That's one of the first that came to my mind. I also thought Busha. I was like, I could see there being some kind of Russian dance, like the thing where they crouch down and kick their legs out and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That being called Dance the Busha. It's like, okay. The correct answer must be polka.
It is polka. James wow. A. Polk is the president.
I'm sorry?
James A. Polk? No?
No, my friend. James K. Polk.
James K.
James K. Polk.
Oh, I got the rhyme right.
The 11th president. You know how he, the only reason I know...
James Asshole Polk.
the old Asshole Polk. The only way I knew that really is because The Might Be Giants has a song called James K. Polk.
I have no idea why I just said A. I knew that.
I don't know where that came from.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like the famous question in which you were like, oh, I am so sure of this. Went through the whole rigmarole and got the answer wrong.
I really need to give myself a U.S. president's timeline sheet.
Yeah, I'm going to give
study
you
this thing.
A one president a week
yeah.
question
until
you get ready.
Yep. All right. Sounds All right. good.
Here is your last question of this round.
All right.
Jaco Pastorius is well known for his mastering of what instrument? Jaco Pastorius is well known for his mastering of what instrument?
Jaco Pastorius.
Mm-hmm.
He is a famous instrumentalist, you say.
He is. At and first... we're talking about music instruments. We're not talking, I'm not being clever like the fucking compass or some shit.
I see.
I see.
Jaco
Pastorius.
Musical instrument. Hmm. Well, I'm going to guess it's not something relatively common. Maybe it is.
Hmm. You trying to read me?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Jaco. Jaco live performing his original composition, Pastorius Dreams, on the recorder on the Jaco Pastorius. I don't know. I'm thinking about one man bands. I know this isn't Jaco Pastorius, but are you familiar with that one guy?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he performs under the name That One Guy.
Oh, no.
He's toured to Florida. He's invented his own instrument, and it's like a one-man band thing, but it's this big pipe thing that he has, and he can do percussion on it. He's got some synth pads hooked up. He's got all sorts of crazy stuff.
This reminds me of the crazy guy in the house on the rock that I told you about who made all these automated, put a coin in, and it...
Yeah.
Plays all these, you know, fucking five violins and a fucking bagpipe or whatever. And he'll play a song for 3 minutes or whatever. Pretty interesting. Right.
But Jaco Pastorius.
Jaco Pastorius.
What instrument?
did he master?
He mastered it. That's an interesting thing to
considered
say.
Considered one of the best at this instrument.
Hmm.
Widely considered.
It would be cool if it was something like the pipe organ. Stone face.
I'm a poker player, baby.
You have to maintain a demeanor like that when you play poker and when you're a trivia quiz master and people try and
all the time
squeeze little hints out of you and stuff. I've got players now when they motion me over. They say right out the bat, they're like, I'm not trying to get anything out of you.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be slick here. I just need
some clarification. Jaco Pastorius. Who are you?
What have you done with my dog?
Who are you, man? So not the pipe organ based on, you know, if it is the pipe organ, credit to you, but I don't think that's where we're going with this. Jaco Pastorius, there's so many instruments. I have no idea who this is though. It could be the harp. It could be the harpsichord. It could be the lap harp, any number of harps. It could be a harpist for all I know.
I will take a pretty general answer at this point. Just please guess.
French horn.
If you wrote down the bass, you're correct. Electric bass.
The electric bass guitar.
Yeah, he played. He played for Pat Metheny, who's a famous jazz guitarist. He played for Joni Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a band called Weather Report, and he is just considered a complete bass phenom.
I see.
Really good documentary about him called Jaco that I think you can find on Netflix. That's really, really fascinating, and you see just how fucking good he is. Pretty much any bassist you know looks up to him.
That's awesome. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, he's really, really, really good.
Cool.
And that's it, isn't it?
That is it.
That's it.
For this round, anyway.
Yep. And then we're going to come back with some missed corrections.
I don't think we have any.
We don't. But we're gonna do the theme song to drill it into these people's heads so they sing it while they're walking around. And we'll talk about some other stuff, and then we'll have a second round of questions. Here we are.
So instead of the missed corrections, I think it would be fun to try and remember what the Rate My Question music is.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember it at all?
Nope. So I, you know.
We do have a Rate My Question. We have no missed corrections, but we have a Rate My Question.
Do we?
So we should try and do that.
I can't remember. I did something that was like that, like went up incrementally, like da 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 da, something like that.
Da 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 da.
That just sounds like a really bad scene change in a comedy in the 1940s.
All right, let's do it. Rate my question.
Oh, boy.
All right. This is the question. Nate, it says bad. I don't know the format here. They just kind of freestyled the format. So we put out the call on our Facebook. You know, if you have any questions, send them in. We will rate them. Just like we did that Kool-Aid question.
Very bad
question. This is another one from Taylor.
Okay.
Same person who wrote in last time.
How would you rate the Kool-Aid man question using a letter grade?
In its form that it was submitted, I would give that a big sloppy F.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd give it.
It needs rewriting.
I'd give it like a D minus.
Yeah. It needs to say like, it needs some specificity.
At least it was a cohesive sentence.
You know, most forms or... You know, in the costume that was on the television commercial in the 70s.
Yeah, distinction.
It's red, you know. But because if you look at the packets, Kool-Aid Man's any number of colors, as we established. Anyways, this question, there's two questions here. Bad question, how long is a fortnight? It just says bad. How long is a fortnight? I know that that's...
2 weeks.
2 weeks, 14 days.
Yep.
Is it a bad question? It just seems a little easy, and
yeah,
it's got no pizzazz.
Yeah, that's... I remember before the game maybe came out, and that being a big thing, it was, there were a lot of people that did not know what a Fortnite was.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like, I don't know, I feel like that was a vocabulary word or something when
it,
I was
It probably was, younger, but like I mean, it's one of those things where you think, so, you know, I think it was last week I asked you guys that question about what's the biggest rodent in the world. I knew what a capybara was, but I didn't know if anybody else knew it, and I kind of assumed no one else knew it, and I personally didn't know that it was the largest rodent in the world. I asked that question, fucking 80% of teams get it right, and I'm like, what a fucking loser am I that I didn't even know that the capybara was really a fucking rodent, let alone the biggest rodent in the world, and all these other people are like, fucking, what the hell's wrong with you? It's fucking capybara, no duh. So, you know, a lot of times you can just surprise yourself. It's not how smart you are, it's what you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's, I just think that, you know, there's this this question, it just needs something else, you know? Like, I don't know, some kind of entertaining way to be asked.
Or I'd be curious something. To know how
I would,
many...
I would pass this question by if it, if I came across it and I was, like, hungry for questions, I need new questions.
That makes me... You should ask that question tonight at your trivia.
Yeah.
And you should see how many people know it as a way to kind of determine.
Yeah, I'm going to guess 100%. And right now I'm going to leave a blank here so I can confirm or, you know, whatever.
People
got it. Here do it is. That. Here's the blank.
I forgot to do it.
Okay, wow, that's interesting.
That's really interesting. Holy shit.
Wow.
Surprising. But yeah, I you know, I'm not going to say 100%. I'm going to say that you're going to have a team or two that doesn't... I mean, depending on how many teams you have, I guess. But I think if you have 10 teams, one or two teams isn't going to get that.
Here's the other question.
Okay.
It says better. So Taylor thinks that this is a better question. Okay. Name the three Canadian territories. And then there's a distinction, 2 points per correct answer. We'll figure out how the points are divvied up. Don't you worry, Taylor. We'll take care of that.
So this is, I'm guessing again, this is supposed to be easy?
Name the three Canadian territories. There's more than three, I thought, or territory is totally different.
That's what I'm thinking is that...
Is it's a second layer of geography here?
Yeah, I think so. Wow. I think there's Canada, then there's territories, and then there's provinces?
Yeah, I guess provinces is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, so you're thinking of like Nova Scotia and fucking Ontario. And,
yeah, but what are the territories?
Well, I don't fucking know, Lee.
East,
I mean,
central and west?
Yeah, that would be my guess. They're my guess.
Well, one of us should look. I'll look this up, I guess. But
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, you look it up. So I would say this is a good question only because I don't know it.
Three Canadian territories. Alberta. Okay, hold on. There are 10... Okay, the provinces, Well, what the fuck? I didn't ask about the fucking provinces.
Oh, boy.
But there definitely is three, there definitely is three.
Are they east, central, west?
The internet has failed me.
Well, what do you think about this question in the meantime?
I think it's a good question. I had no idea that this was a thing. Okay, the three territories are the Northwest Territories, Nunavut, and Yukon.
Okay. I had no idea.
I had no clue.
I'm going to guess that Taylor is Canadian.
She might be.
Maybe.
I know she lives down here.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, like, you go through, you know, if you're in school in Maine or Michigan and you're fucking nuts to butts with Canada, then maybe you know a shit ton about poutine and all this other Canadian stuff.
It's good. It's good to bring those in if you're out of the region. But like, I never feel good about asking like general Florida trivia because it's so obvious to anybody around here, even though I think you stumped me on that state park question, the Everglades.
Yeah.
National park.
Yeah, but that's not a Florida question. I mean, it is, but it isn't. You know.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, I'd say that second question.
One good, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that. And I would say, again, I don't think Fortnite is, it's, you know, you can't always just barrage people. Or I'm a believer that you can't always barrage people with, you know, how many, you know, what sea is to the north of, you know, or to the east of the United States. Like,
right. Like you dropped on me that one episode where it was just nonstop geography.
Well, I was saying like easy shit where it's like,
oh
yeah. I mean, everybody knows.
I had a tough time on that, man.
Well, I mean, you know, again,
normal people,
it all depends on what you know.
Yeah.
If you're in Florida, you probably know a shit ton about the Gulf of Mexico and blah, 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 blah. Someone comes down from Washington State. They know nothing. They're
going to know that shit.
They don't know that shit.
I get a lot of bury me. I get a lot of people that are just coming, just passing through town. I don't know
just what. Passing through. We just heard about this place.
I don't know if they're on Yelp or something or what's going on there, but generally every week I have at least one team that's like either just here on business or something, out having fun, not expecting to get any trivia, and then they always come in like second place.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you should come back next week, and they're like, oh, we're just in from out of town.
Just passing through.
Taylor, thank you for those questions. We agree with your overall assessment. Bad, better.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty
on.
Much. All right, now let me give you a question.
Yes.
Here we go. How many states end with the letter N? I know this is kind of a shit thing to do with you, to you with no nothing to write down anything on, but this is like a riddle question. He's thinking. He's deep in. Do you know the state song? He does. He's singing it to himself. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas.
Don't fuck me up.
Still singing. He looks like, you know, whenever Neo is getting all that information into his head, he's like, and his like body's convulsing. It's like you're doing that as you just see the whites of your eyes. Oh, my God. He's almost there.
Is it three?
The correct answer is four.
Fuck. I was just racing through Michigan, Wisconsin, Washington.
Yeah.
What am I forgetting now?
I don't know. I don't.
You don't even have them?
I don't
you
have
motherfucker.
Them. New Jersey.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because no one last night asked me.
Thanks for filling in. I heard you saying something into the microphone, but I was just in the zone there. I went to my dark place. I really did.
Yeah, you.
Somebody could have snuck up on me. I wouldn't even noticed at that point. I would have been like a just your stereotypical guard in a game like Skyrim or something.
Oregon.
Oh, man. Yeah. I really was trying to wrap it up quickly. Fuck. See, in a normal situation, if I was in a normal trivia situation,
I would have
gotten that.
Yeah.
Would have gotten that one. But, man, keeping me on my toes.
Hey. What can I say?
So I'm guessing that pretty much everybody got that right, right?
There were a couple that didn't. A couple put three. Yeah. Ooh.
Well, who am I to judge? I just scored three. So
you just fucking blew it.
I have a easy question for you.
Okay.
Starting out this round, it is a movies question, but I think you'll enjoy it. Might learn something on this one. Maybe you already know it though. What 1989 movie was almost titled Teeny Weenies? Teeny Weenies.
1989 Teeny Weenies.
How old is a Xennial Mark Davis in 1989?
He's 9 years old.
Okay. Okay. So, walking around, movie theater, posters up at the movie theater, 1989.
I'm really bad with years and stuff like that. But my first instinct was to go with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. So I think that's what I'm going to go with.
It is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Excellent.
Starring Rick Moranis. No, I'm just kidding. That
Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
More anus.
He's the guy that's been having
my favorite
a comeback
adult actor
for like 5 years now.
Yeah.
Are they making a new Spaceballs movie? Is that happening?
No, they're doing a, I think some TV show did something where they referenced Spaceballs and he played Darth Helmet.
Okay. I thought I saw something, Rick Moranis is coming back. He's coming back again. Took some time off, he, put out some country music.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. There might be a Fresh Air interview with him. Around the year 2007, 2008, talking.
Yeah,
about
I think his wife died.
Oh wow!
And he was like, "I'm not going to be an absent father," mm-hmm. and basically stopped doing everything to help raise his kids, to take care of them and actually be in their life. If I'm remembering correctly, I think that was his story.
Yeah, and
so
he came.
Awesome.
He came to prominence originally in what was the Canadian troupe, comedy troupe he was a part of? Is it SCTV?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the big one that...
And then, oh man, they had that movie based on the two. It was like Canadian Wayne's World, even though Wayne's World is Canadian. some Canadians. I want to call brewskis.
No, yeah, something brew.
Strange Brew.
Strange Brew.
Strange Brew. That was it. He was great in Ghostbusters and...
Actually, a Strange Brew trivia question came up one day, which was what beer-centric movie started with a lion burping instead of roaring, and it was Strange Brew.
Oh, okay.
So there's a little extra Strange right. Brew for you.
Do they do like a walk around in that? Like they show the logo and then they cut. I think they like cut behind them and they're like walking next to the lion.
I don't remember.
Like they're on set.
It's been a long time.
I watched a little short on the making of that movie once, and it's got an interesting story. Like they were basically like, you have to make a movie. It's, you know, here's all this money. Just do whatever you want. And then they made this movie.
They're like, see ya.
But anyway.
It's time for your second question.
Yes.
And because of Taylor's rate my question, I'm going to go ahead and ask you a question about Canada. Halifax is the capital of which Canadian province?
I believe.
You and your believing.
I believe.
You believe I can fly.
Please don't reference R. Kelly in my presence. I hate Kelly.
I know. I was referencing Space Jam.
I was at an event. I was selling art, and there was a band playing, and the band was highly polished, is how I describe them. They seemed like, I don't know, I'd never heard of them before, but they had the look, they had the sound, and they were doing their sound check while I was setting up, and they were playing "I Believe I Can Fly," and the singer was just giving it his all. To an empty room, you know, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But then I remembered that song was written by R. Kelly, who pisses on people for fun.
He does worse than that.
Yeah, he's a cult leader.
I mean, I don't want to get into a downer here, but he is a fucked up piece of garbage. And if you like R. Kelly, then you really should do a little bit of reading about what he's done to like fucking 13 and 14 year old girls.
Yeah.
Aside from just pissing on them.
I can't even watch like Chappelle joking about it. It's just not funny to me anymore. It just, anytime I see R. Kelly, it just reminds me of what an awful person he is. Anyway, just felt like it was appropriate to get that off my chest because anytime I hear a reference to it,
Halifax.
Halifax is Nova Scotia?
Correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Halifax. Halifax. Have you ever played the card game?
I just wanted to, that R. Kelly thing was really just a diatribe to get people some chance to think about.
He actually loves R. Kelly. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and buy his record.
Toot. Pee pee.
Oh, boy. I'll never forget. all right, it's my question, or your turn to ask me a question.
Yes, I have a sports question for you.
Pit. Have you ever played the card game Pit?
I think I played it with you once a long time ago. No, I just...
A lot of people hate it, but I love it.
Is it like a game where you... it's like a stock market trading game?
Yeah.
You just... like you need stuff?
Yep. You just tell people, I need two cards, I need three cards, blah, 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 and just like trade shit back and forth.
It's Catan without all the bullshit.
Yes, thank you.
Without all the city building bullshit.
I can't stand Settlers of Catan.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that I love dearly love it, mm-hmm. but it's like Monopoly to me. It's so fucking annoying.
Useless. No, I like playing it. But Citadels is what I'm into lately, card game-wise. I would recommend that.
Okay.
Build a city, but you also get like these special roles. Like you can be the tax collector. So if other people are building their city, every time they build, they have to pay you. But then the tax collector can be assassinated every round. And if that happens, the pool just builds up.
Hello.
There's all sorts of special rules like that in the game. Sounds neat. Every game's different. Citadel's pretty cool. Here's the question.
Here we go.
Who is the only four-time world heavyweight champion in boxing history? Who is the only four-time world heavyweight champion in boxing history?
I know I know this, but I don't know it. I know I knew it at some point. Trying to think of someone with a long career, long enough to get the belt, lose it, get the belt, lose it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to dwell too long because I know
he's boxed in multiple divisions.
Well, it doesn't mean much to me.
Cruiserweight and heavyweight.
Yeah, I don't even know what cruiserweight is.
It's a lighter weight.
Well, I know that.
They cruise along.
I mean, there's like, how many are there? There's like featherweight, cruiserweight.
It's like the goddamn generations. They're just inventing periods in between to break them up. The zennial weight. The zennial division competing Mark Davis.
I'll say Sugar Ray Leonard.
No, it is, somebody wrote down, at my trivia, the man who Mike Tyson bit his ear off.
Evander Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield. Not known for being the four-time.
No, yeah.
You were way quicker to answer once I said he got his ear bit off by Mike Tyson. You're like, oh, yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about.
And that's realer than real deal Holyfield.
His tragedy has overclipsed his athletic ability.
Overclipsed?
Eclipsed.
Over-eclipsed.
Yeah, that was my own Bushism right there.
An eclipse is already going up over.
His over-eclipse
is just fucking dominant.
Hey, you know what? I shouldn't be president either. So I don't feel bad about that. Any kind of gaffe I make, at least I'm not running for office like those idiots.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, thanks for the reaction on that. Sorry about that.
My mind is many places. Let me throw this on you.
Mm-hmm.
Name the six Infinity Stones.
Okay. Time. Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Power.
Mm-hmm.
Space.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
Time, soul, power, space. Oh, damn. Fletcher is... His mind is exploding right now.
You'll be surprised he'd know he got this right last night.
Yeah, our comic book guest. He's just going to be known as the comic book guest, even though he knows so much about so many. My mind is saying... Say energy is one, but I don't think that's... Energy's not one of them, right? There's no energy stone.
I gotta mark these so I know which ones you got.
Soul.
Time.
Space.
Power.
I'm so trying to think if there's the one that Thanos used in the movie that shred them to ribbons. Drax and Mantis lady.
Her name is Mantis.
Is it Mantis? Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Mantis lady. As opposed to Mantis man.
Well?
No, he's just known as Mantis.
She is known as Mantis.
What stone is that? What stone is that? It's like the physical stone or something. It's the reality stone. Reality. And then I'm missing one.
So right now you have soul, mm-hmm. space, time, power, and reality.
Mm-hmm. Did I say the mind stone?
You did not.
Mind.
Correct.
Mind.
There you go. There's all six.
I didn't think I was going to make it.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that you probably know from seeing the movie or being in a comic book or whatever. Yeah. But when you're kind of put on the spot, kind of like the state question, it's like,
I got a video games question coming your way.
Oh boy.
You can, I think you could logic this out though. I think you could logic this out, but nobody
got this.
No one got it.
Okay.
Nobby's Quest is a video game based on what classic children's toy?
Nobby's Quest?
Nobby's Quest.
How do you spell it?
KNOBBYS.
Nobby's Quest.
QUEST.
Nobby's Quest. Mm-hmm. Nob. Based on what?
What classic children's toy?
Based on what classic children's toy?
Hmm.
Knob. Knobby. Knobby knees. I keep thinking of like a horse. I keep thinking of like maybe like one of those like wood horses. Can't see why I would. Well, like a yo-yo looks like a knob. I think I'm probably looking really too deep into this. Classic children's toy. Hobby's Quest. I guess I keep thinking hobby horse,
which right, is why I'm thinking rhymes. Of horse. Yep.
Yeah, hobby
had
hobby.
Had a couple teams that were down horse-related things.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's based on a children's toy. I don't even know what that means.
It's inspired by it.
I'm going to write down a yo-yo because I feel like I remember a video game where you used a yo-yo as a weapon and it looks kind of like a doorknob. So I'm going to go with yo-yo.
It is not a yo-yo. It's the answer is Etch-a-Sketch.
Etch-a-Sketch. Oh, how in the hell do you play a fucking video game based on an Etch-a-Sketch?
It's a it's an app game. It's an app game and it's a platformer drawing game. So there'll be like targets on the screen and you have to use the two knobs to draw the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds stupid. But all right. Fine.
Well, fuck you off. Didn't get it right. So I know. Yeah. Who's the stupid
I'm
one?
I'm the dumb.
All right. So that's 3-3, I believe, which means that we're at the end of this round and we'll be back.
Is that three? Did I ask three? I did.
We'll be back. We'll be back.
As I was saying, we'll be back.
In the final round with some final questions.
My friend who's in Mexico right now got his wisdom tooth pulled. And it cost less than $50. And they gave him the tooth. Look how clean that tooth is. Yeah, that's give it to me. I'll keep it. My friend who's in Mexico right now got his wisdom tooth pulled and it cost less than $50 and they gave him the tooth. Look how clean that tooth is.
He had to get that pulled? That's a nice looking tooth.
Give it to me. I'll keep it.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for sticking around for this final segment.
Give me that tooth.
Yeah. So is it my turn to ask you a final question first? I think you went first last round.
Sure.
Yeah. So I've got one for you. I'm interested to see if you get this. Nobody got this right either. And I thought at least one team would get this right.
Okay.
So we'll see how my barometer is on that. Here it is. For years, the now defunct weekly world news tabloid captivated readers with ongoing stories about what fang-toothed creature? Do you remember the Weekly World News?
Can you qualify what you mean by creature? Or no?
It's a character that they... The Weekly World News is a satirical newspaper.
This seems too easy.
Satirical newspaper.
Did no one get this?
No one got it. I got variations that were close. That's the read my question music. I forgot to. There it is. Oh my gosh. It just, the automated timing just went off,
man,
on that. That's
I
great.
Am not in a good mental space for that to have happened to me. Christ. I am not in the right state of mind right now to hear random fucking organ and only in one ear because my headphones are only working one ear. Holy shit. All right.
That
okay.
was the ghost of Jaco playing his famous pipe organ.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
We probably got the we got the rate my question music wrong. And now this is the Melody's Revenge.
Holy
shit. It's the Melody's Revenge.
I'm like shaking. All right.
Anyway, as we were saying.
Can I have the question one more time?
Yes. For years, the now defunct Weekly World News tabloid captivated readers with ongoing stories about what fang-toothed creature.
It has to be Bat Boy.
Bat Boy! That's
I can't
right.
believe no one fucking got that.
We got like one of them was
Boy
like
Bat.
vampire. It just wrote vampire. And it's like, it's kind of like, you know, but Bad Boy is so distinct.
Yeah.
If you don't write down Bad Boy, I'm not giving you points for this answer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, Weekly World News, that thing, I was, that was like a compulsive, it worked on me as a young Brush Knight idiot child. Like, yeah. Fake stories, crazy stories. Tugging on parents like, buy me magazine. I want to read these Bat Boy stories.
Mom, know? Give me Bat
and that's,
Boy.
That's exactly why that shit's placed there at the grocery store. Right. Just to trick you into buying it. Yeah. Everything, as soon as you're walking to the register, everything that's there is a trick. It's all a trick. It's like, you don't want to leave without this one last little thing.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely. All right, now I feel bad because your last question is really hard and no one got it. But I don't know if you're going to get this.
Lay it on me.
What is the smallest Asian country, both by land size and population?
The smallest Asian country by land size and population.
And population. And population. Fewest people, smallest country.
Yeah. Telling me that no one got it right is interesting. But now I'm thinking about that. Is this the answer that most people would write down? Is this not the answer that most people would
I also
down?
Want to tell you that we had some drunk stragglers that came in last night that were clearly
strolling in.
Yeah, and so like
strolling into your trivia.
Whenever people stroll in, and especially when I can tell that they're impaired, I'll read the next question. I'll go, the next question, question number 15, and we are not screaming out answers. We are writing them down, so please don't scream out any answers. We have teams writing them down.
That's good that you do that.
And they'll still say something.
So you get on
the
mic
and I'm like, even if you know you're joking or whatever, or especially if you're not joking, please don't scream out any answers. Mm-hmm. So I ask this question, I go, if you've had a couple too many beers, if you're a little too drunk, please listen to me. Do not scream out any answers. No one scream out any answers, but just we're writing them down. Don't use your cell phone. So I ask this question, and this will just be a givey, I guess. The guy goes, Taiwan. And I go, let's...
Was that the answer?
No.
Oh,
that's why I said, okay. I'm going to help you out a little bit.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to give you the answer.
All right.
So it's not Taiwan.
Because that was on my list.
But I go, guys... Don't fucking scream out answers. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I just fucking walked outside because I was so fucking angry.
No, I'm sorry.
I know it's probably silly to be so angry about something. But, you know, when you work to get these questions together and blah, 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 blah. And you,
right.
You know, and it's
someone's fucking up the game.
Yeah. It, you know, it's like, well, now fucking Taiwan
is. You don't just wander
is,
onto the basketball court.
Yeah.
Just start, you know, sticking your arm out in random places. Go, oh, I'm just joking. I'm not really playing.
Yeah, it's like when the coach of the Steelers fucking put his leg out to try and trip someone who was running with the ball. It's like, dude, are you
did
fucking
that
serious?
Happen?
Yeah,
that like recently, this season?
It was,
or?
No, not this season. Okay. It was probably like 4 years ago or so.
Wow.
He fucking put out his foot to try and trip someone from the other team. Dude, grow the fuck up!
What a
are
douche.
You kidding?
What a douche!
Seriously.
Yeah.
Anyway,
is that guy still coaching?
He is.
What's his
name?
He
was fined some like ridiculous amount of money.
I don't get it. I don't get sports, how that happens. I don't get a lot of things though. There's the world's all topsy turvy. You see.
Everything right
the
is
right
wrong again.
The right people are out of jail and the wrong people are in jail.
Right. All right. Do you want me to give you a clue?
Yeah, I'd love a clue.
It starts clue. With the letter M.
M. I thought you said N for a second, and I was going to say Namibia.
Have you seen those memes that are like, white people love to...
play trivia.
push snacks away from them and say these things are dangerous. Like, it's all these, like, what white people always do, and one of them is, white people love to say N is a Nancy. which is totally something I say. There's so many of them, and they're so fucking good. They're just so spot on.
I resist the urge to use
white people love to say, not going to get far without these when they come back in to get their keys that they forgot. Oh, Christ. So good.
Yeah, so true, though. You won't get far without those.
Well, it's true.
Technically, that's true. Starts with an M. Malaysia.
Good guess, but incorrect.
Mm.
The correct answer is the Maldives.
Mm. The country I always forget exists.
The country I always forget is it.
In fact, I can't even remember how it's pronounced now. You just said it. Maldives?
Yeah.
Wow, that might be the first time I've said that out loud.
I think that's how it's pronounced.
The Maldives.
Now I'm worried I'm not pronouncing it right. Yeah, they were actually in the news for something. And
I'll be looking this up on Wikipedia. Please do. Because this is definitely a hole in my knowledge base.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. When I said M, I was like, oh, that's going to give it away. And then I was like, where's Micronesia? But that's in Oceania.
Oceania.
Which is over by New Zealand. And
right, right. Down yeah, there. That's. I actually was started thinking, like, is New Zealand in Asia? But nope. I guess that would be the Oceania region.
Yeah. Oceania?
With Australia.
Oceania, maybe? Anyway, yeah, and then Malaysia was a really good guess, but it's the Maldives. Maldives.
Cool. All right. Well, that's going to be what I'm going to be looking up on Wikipedia later and reading all about the Maldives.
Go down that Wikipedia.
Maybe we'll have some Maldives questions next week.
Rabbit hole.
Or slash this week.
Will you ask about Fortnite tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. And then
you can report back.
We got to punch it in, yeah. We left the space.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
All right, that concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Lee Brushneider. You can catch me hosting No Nonsense Trivia Challenge Live on Mondays at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers at 7:30. Then again on Wednesdays at Bury Me Brewing, also at Fort Myers. That one starts at 7. And each and every Thursday evening at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. That show is starting at 7:30. Mr. Mark Davis, please tell our listeners where you can be found on Wednesday evenings.
Generally on Wednesday evenings, you could find me at Nice Guys Pints and Pies on Cape Coral Parkway in historic downtown Cape Coral, starting at 9 o'clock and ending promptly at 10:30. I know it's a little late, but it's not too late to go out and have a couple beers, have a slice of pizza or two. But this coming Wednesday, I will not be there.
That's right, Mark.
Because I will be in the United Kingdom.
Cheerio.
With Mike J.
Cheerio, and, our first patron.
Indeed. And you are going to be there in my stead.
That's right. Join me. I forgot about it. I didn't put that in the script here. Join me on Wednesday night. You will see me both at Bury Me, and then I'm going to hop over to Nice Guys real quick. You can have a trivia-tastic night with me.
You can be his groupie.
Yeah.
You can follow him on tour.
And Skylar and Greg will be doing something together, I'm sure.
Greg will not be there.
Oh.
Greg is still out and about. He's like over in California right now. A world
traveler.
This,
well, national traveler.
They're starting to head back now, but I don't think they'll be here by Wednesday. Maybe they will.
Yeah. Shout out to them if they're listening to the podcast. Road trips might be a good time to listen to some podcasts.
Absolutely.
Maybe they're listening. We love Nice Guys. Thank you for listening, everyone. Hope you had fun. Join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support this podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, nononsense.fireside.fm, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page. You can also write us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia, and on Twitter at No Non Trivia.
Tweetster.
And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes and Stitcher. 5 stars only, please. Until next time, No Nonsense listeners, watch out for those ghost melodies featuring scary pipe organs that will just sneak up on you.
Yes, please, for the love of God, never again.